Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Youngers of Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment on Halachos of Traveling. It probably makes sense to review some of the basic halachos of when I'm supposed to daven. So the tefillah of Shacharis, so let's first be clear. The ideal time to daven Shacharis is to time my saying of the Shacharis Shmona Esrei with Netzach Hama, with sunrise. That's the ideal time. It's important to recognize that if you can't do that, the by far second best choice is to daven in a way that Shmona Esrei will come after sunrise. Now, it's really, in normal scenarios, the earliest time I should ever be davening is my Shmona Esrei coinciding with Netzach Hama. Now, there are leniencies. If, for example, a person needs to go to work or something of that sort in a time of year where sunrise is very late, there are leniencies to daven Shacharis as long as it's after Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar, I believe, is translated as dawn. And if you look on you know, Zmanim sites and things like that, there's all these things per day based on the place. But it's very important. Sometimes it gets misunderstood by people. Really, we're not supposed to daven Shmona Esrei before sunrise, unless it's a unique circumstance. If a person's work schedule requires it, that is a unique circumstance. This follows through for davening also, for traveling also, so that many times people have the question, they understand that it's far from ideal to daven Shmona Esrei before sunrise, but they have an early morning flight. And if they daven before their flight, it will be before sunrise, but after Alos HaShachar, after dawn. What should they do? So it normally is accepted that if a person could daven before their trip, they're much better off. We've discussed in the past parts of the series the question of Shmona Esrei sitting or standing. There are a lot of pressures. It's very challenging to find good, quiet places to daven. There could even be sometimes halachic questions as to the appropriateness of davening in certain locales altogether. Generally speaking, it's accepted that if you have an early morning trip, if you can fit in davening before your trip, as long as it's sometime after Alos HaShachar, that's ideal and that's good. Now, what's important to realize is that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, again, in addition to being part of the davening, there's a separate Torah mitzvah to say Kriya Shema in the morning and at night. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema only begins Mishayakir. Mishayakir is a shortened term for the idea that when there's enough light out that you can recognize a person you have a close relationship with about 6 feet away. That time moment is before sunrise, but after dawn. So a person could daven after dawn, but say Shema before Mishayakir. Now, from a prayer perspective, that was fine and well, but they are going to need to repeat Kriya Shema sometime after Mishayakir. The same way that sometimes you have situations where a person davens late, depending on the time of year, many times in shuls on Shabbos, for example, a later minyan will get to Shema too late for the mitzvah of Shema. That's fine as a part of davening, but a person should say Shema separately before davening. So too, it's theoretically possible that a person could say Shema too early, not too early for davening, but too early for the mitzvah of Shema. Another important point to recognize is that the mitzvah of tefillin, and talis also for that matter, but it's much more important for tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin also begins Mishayakir. So there could be a scenario that I'm davening really early, really early, and I don't yet have the mitzvah of tefillin. So let's talk about that a little bit. So sometimes it could be that I'm starting before Mishayakir, but by the time I get, let's say, to Yishtabach, you know, to the preceding section to the Shema, it already is past Mishayakir. If that's the case, it would make sense. When I finish the bracha of Melech Mulol Batish Bachos, the part that's right before Baruch Hu, when we're davening with a minyan, I stop, because that Melech Mulol Batish Bachos is the bracha which ends Psukkah Zimra, the introductory part of the prayer. I stop, I whip out my tefillin, I make brachos, and I put on my tefillin, and then I continue with the davening. That would be one option. Another option is if even at that part it's before Mishayakir, I could just put on my tefillin without saying a bracha. I could put them on at the beginning of davening. And then after davening, or after I finish Shmona Esrei, if that's after Mishayakir, I can kind of jiggle my tefillin a little bit and then make a bracha on it. But sometimes you have a circumstance where a person does all of davening before Mashiach, and they don't have a mitzvah of tefillin yet. So we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.